Hello, and welcome to the Cursed Content Club, the only club where we have hypoglycemia and have to lick ice cream off the floor in order to wake up.
God.
What?
With me, as always, is Dan and Bob Video Games from GigaBoost.com. I couldn't think of anything this time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand the transition was rough. Your segue broke down and you had to walk.
Happy, whatever it is.
And KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
I like King of Queens.
King of Queens is at the top tier of the fat, stupid husband, smart, sassy wife genre of sitcom.
It's got Ratatouille in it.
It's like the highest one of those. But, and you might be wondering, valued patrons and fans who aren't patrons who are listening to this because this is going up on the main one, why the fuck are they talking about Kevin James? Because on wonderful Thanksgiving, which, by the way, I am very thankful to everyone listening, even if you hate me, we're watching a movie that takes place on Thanksgiving, or rather, on Black Friday, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes, I've been excited to watch Paul Cart Mall Fart for a very long time. I've never seen
Paul
it before.
Paul Blart Mall Blarp.
Never seen this.
Never. I'm shocked that I got what Phil was referring to with the hypoglycemia earlier. I picked that up via osmosis. I forgot that was a thing in this movie until he said it, and I'm like, oh, great.
So does anyone have any expectations?
Bob, do you have any expectations?
Yeah, I expect this to be the best movie we've watched in a while. It'll probably be like a 2 or 3 out of 5.
We've had watched a lot of movie-shaped things.
Forget a bar. There's no bar here.
Yeah, I feel like...
It's like, okay, get over the bar, and it's just like, where's the bar? You can't see it, but just go. Just walk. You'll get over it.
I might chuckle during this. It could happen.
Don't trip on the bar. The bar is literally a yellow painted line on a parking lot.
Now, here's the thing, Bob. You might not chuckle because Adam Sandler is unbelievably hateful in weird ways.
Oh, is God. Is this a Sandler joint?
It's actually
Sandler.
Wait,
is Adam Sandler in this?
No, but it's a Happy Gilmore movie.
A Happy Madison.
Happy Madison.
Well, that's worrying, but it can't be as bad as what we've recently experienced.
Yeah, not a chance.
Yeah, I expect this movie to come in at a 1, putting it vastly better than everything recent.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the ultimate battle. Like, what's the lowest level of thing released in theaters? And now we get to directly compare it to Channel Awesome.
I don't know if this will be better than Epic Movie or not.
Well, he has to lick ice cream up off the floor.
Yeah, it's not shit, so it's probably going to be higher. Nobody's going to say the term bingo wings.
Oh, damn it!
If you would like to listen to us battle Epic Movie, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GB podcast. That was a Cursed Content by Committee episode. Once a month, you get to vote from a list to see which horrible movie we inflict ourselves on. That was a couple months back. Go check it out. Does anybody else have any final impressions or expectations of Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Well, number one, that Epic Movie thing's real good. $5 to hear Phil lose his shit over a stabbing. But two, my hope is that this is good because I'm so sick of you motherfuckers and these movies that I've been strapped in to watch. Will things happen in this one? I don't know, man.
You know what? If nothing else, things are going to happen in this movie, which the last two things we watched, no, they didn't.
I don't know about that.
Check this
to
out.
To boldly flee had to be 3.5 hours long to contain all the nothing happening.
Kevin James as Ed.
I think this movie is going to be the equivalent of the Save the Dog style script with an affable fat guy that you both laugh at and sympathize for, which is not a high bar for a movie. But it'll be vastly better than everything we've watched recently.
Hmm.
He He might literally save a dog. I haven't seen this.
Might eat one.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It won't be intentional.
Is Kevin James going to unintentionally eat a dog in this film?
Is it cinema premonitions by Bob?
We'll see you after the movie, Dan. Send us to Magus's castle.
Okay, there we go.
And we're back. Tony Hawk Underground 3 is a game by Activision and Happy Madison. You play as Vex Sims, an up-and-coming skater who wants to commit crimes, set up bombs, kill police, and do a McTwist to behead Paul Blart. So, Dan, what did you think of Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Hubert Schubert is a delightful film. I didn't expect this at all. I've spent the last 10 years idly being like, it's another one of those Happy Madison movies. It's got Kevin James, and most of the jokes are going to be about how fat he is. I hate it on principle. But having watched this film, this is maybe the only good Thanksgiving movie, and I'm struggling to think of anything else that is Thanksgiving slash Black Friday oriented that could even remotely touch this.
Spider-Man 1.
Spider-Man 1, okay. I'm going to give this...
Spider-Man 1 Thanksgiving related?
We'll get around to that. I'm going to give this a 5 out of 5 to negative 5.
Wow!
I think this is legitimately not cursed, and I might recommend it to people. There's a lot of...
Wow!
There's a lot of joy in this film. That's the way I'm going with it.
Bob, do you agree?
I'm going to give it a 4. It is actually legitimately good. I don't think it's as good as like George of the Jungle and a few other ones we watched on this show. So I'm not gonna give it the full 5, but at the same time, like, it's not, I wouldn't even say it's that cursed. Yeah. So yeah, 4, but recommended.
KZ,
this movie feels like 2 movies. The first part, in which it assaults you with misery the entire time, and then the second part, where it is incredibly action packed for some reason. I really enjoyed this. I'm giving it a 5, with the caveat that I don't think it's better than the other things I've given a 5, but it can hold that spot. It's not cursed in the slightest.
Yeah,
slightly painful at the start, but you know, that's fine.
I'm gonna give it a 4 because the beginning is painful and that does mar it. But the moment the actual crime starts happening, it shoots up immensely.
I recommend our commentary, folks.
Yeah, it's weird.
Feel like, getting shot every 2 minutes.
And then that stops.
I don't understand. The beginning was a fantastic character study. I thought it was insightful.
You just like misery, Dan.
No. It served a purpose. I don't like Only God Forgives, which itself is misery.
You like watching human interactions that are like having acid thrown on you.
I like watching things that are true to life that are maybe not pleasant on a social angle.
Okay, then. Now, it's time for our favorite characters. I'm going to let KZ go first. KZ, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character... fuck. There's some alright characters in this, actually.
There are.
I'm going to have to go with the henchman dude who skateboarded and jumped into the moving elevator to defeat Paul Blart.
And then
did that sick gap with him and then died.
In a ball pit?
Yeah, Viking henchman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he died in the ball pit. I did not expect a set piece of that level for this film.
Me neither. How could you?
Yeah, no, it was incredible.
That was like, that's like a real ass set piece.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. The dude was really fast on the skateboard. Not as fast as the Segway, but pretty fast.
It feels like they just got some stunt actors and be like, what cool shit can you do without effects?
It was all real cool.
It was very well choreographed, like, and executed. It's interesting. Like, because, like, I don't know. You don't normally see... It's complicated.
Clips on the big screen, no.
Yeah, no, you don't normally see that.
My favorite character is the Indian kid who is stalking the daughter of Paul Blart's
friend. I just couldn't pick him because of the sweet feet part.
Oh, God, I forgot about that for a second.
Oh, no.
Casual, like, of course I'm stalking her. It's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I have a GPS in her phone. You know I have a GPS in your phone. You need me to tell you where she is based on the GPS in her phone? And then Paul Blart befriends him, which isn't so great considering he was watching the love interest on the cameras earlier. It feels like a weird camaraderie.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But still, thoroughly entertaining character, even if they're responsible for a part of the movie where we all screamed.
I actually, you might note during that segment, I was dead silent. That's because it felt like the wind was knocked out of me.
It was like Dan got stabbed.
We were in the eye of the storm, like, oh no. Oh no.
I could like picture Dan just turning into ice next to Bob.
It basically was that Jurassic World meme where I'm holding my hands up to hold the velociraptors of these nonstop feet memes and this actual movie I'm watching. As they're both about to tear me apart.
You know no rest.
Dan, who's your favorite character?
Oh, man. You know what? There's something really nice about Vex Sims. He not only does he start the...
Because he's you in the first half.
The first part of the movie, he's a relatable person and just, you know, he's not repugnant in any way. And then by the end, he's trying to be the villain from Die Hard, and it's really delightful. I really like his performance in this film. And the part where he chases Kevin James down head on as Kevin James is on a Segway, and he just shoots a fucking gun into him. That was his performance and the character he plays both I think elevate this film. I think if you had a weaker character or weaker actor in that role, it would not be as perfect, but this movie is a fantastic idiot's Die Hard, and I thought it was quite funny. So yeah, definitely him. Also, he's got a cool denim jacket, but that's unrelated.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
That he takes off when he becomes evil.
That moment was one of my highlights in the film, yes.
Bob.
I guess I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Paul Blart.
Oh, he's my God. Did you expect to say this?
No. He actually becomes, or he's like a likable guy throughout the whole thing. He's just a nice guy trying to do his job, and then he becomes some weird diehard character who's passing out at random and has to, like, fight for his life by getting sugar.
You know, Bob...
He's like up? Mr. Bean in Rat Race.
Just the moment where he rises up out of the ball pit on the Segway.
Yeah, no, there are so many good moments in that final act. It's ridiculous.
Rising up.
I mean, I don't want to spoil too many because we have to do the favorite scene, but there's the part where he's in the hockey outfit.
Yeah, no, that was... How the fuck is this the tone we're talking about this movie in? I didn't expect any of this.
My theory here is that he was pretty weak toward the start of the movie, but I think he got a Zenkai boost after he had that fight with that woman who clotheslined the shit out of him.
That scene. Oh,
maybe that woman's just super tough.
I mean, yeah.
She did have a surprising amount of upper body strength, according to Kevin James.
Yes.
I mean, Blob Hart.
And, you know, he didn't want to hit women. Like, he didn't want to hurt her.
Exactly.
Yeah, he had to hold back
because he's a gentleman.
Now we have to go with our least favorite scene. Dan, what's your least favorite scene?
You know, honestly, this is a pretty hard thing for this movie because I didn't hate any scene enough for it to be like, oh, that easily, it's the worst. But the part, I'm going to go ahead and go with when he's in academy training, police academy training, and he has sweat on his belly button, which makes me go, does he just leak from there? Is that
he's lactating out of his belly button.
It was like really weird spots to put sweat on for a guy who's chunky and supposed to be sweating. It just made me think he had like a leak, and it's like, oh, this is a terrible mental image. Thanks, movie.
Bob, what is your least favorite?
Let's see.
As Phil is trying to recover from my human belly button as a faucet.
The Segway music video at the beginning of this movie. He's dancing with the Segway, and it's like they're showing, or I guess he posted this online to look sexy.
He wasn't trying to look sexy. He was trying to be cool. And funny. Both.
And it just came off as really awkward and sad.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you, Paul. Very cool.
I thought it was cool.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. If somebody showed me that video, I'd be like, this is funny as hell.
But it's even playing like, okay, no, I guess it is trying to play cool music. For some reason, why I remembered it, I was like, it's playing really sad music. And it was his daughter watching it and being upset.
As Bob remembers the movie, it becomes an entirely different film.
KZ.
One of the early scenes when they're having their first little dinner. And then he decides to spread peanut butter on a pie.
What the fuck is your problem?
And everything is fucking miserable, and he's talking about how miserable he is, and
saying, what was it he fucking said? Pain go away?
Yes. Yeah, he said pain go away as he's spreading the peanut butter on a blueberry pie.
That's dark.
It was
wouldn't
very
necessarily
grim,
say
but
it's
I think,
a bad scene, yeah, but it's like that was my lowest scene. But it's not like
that's because it hit you that hard because it's actual art.
I mean, this is art, and sometimes you're afraid to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That intro scene where he's at the mall, where he's like, it shows his average day at the mall, was pretty rough.
I don't know the
like
part.
in terms of Paul Blart's life is so fucking horrible.
He gets carried away by an old man in a scooter at one point who runs him down, and I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, no, that was funny.
Because it's not a short scene. It is a protracted battle.
Yeah, it's just soul grinding. It's like if you get too much of it, you just want to die.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. You need to think of this in a different lens. So think of this movie's beginning piece like what American History X did for racism in the United States, but for retail and customer relationships. You know, think of it that way, you know?
I never saw American History X.
Oh, man, if you thought the opening of this was miserable. Great movie, though.
Like, the opening of this movie feels like you could either go down the route this movie went, or you could go to, like, a Paul Blart 3 falling down. And I fucked up the order bad.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything about the order of our...
Well, this is a fucked up episode.
We
were stunned by this movie being good.
All right, well, what segment would you like to do next? Final thoughts? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I guess... Bob, who did you hate the most?
There actually, strangely enough, there aren't a lot of, like, really unlikable characters. I'm going to go ahead and vote for that Indian guy that Phil voted as his favorite character because of the feet scene.
Sweet Thank feet. You.
Yeah.
Sweet feet. Jesus fuck.
Yeah. No, it's rough.
I was going to pick that because I feel like you two would be mad if I took it.
He has to be 17. Like, he's not an adult because her dad could take her phone, so she's not an adult.
Right.
That doesn't say anything about the age of
one,
her boyfriend.
Yeah, one, yeah. That. Two, he's clearly an adult. He has sophisticated taste in video games like Motor Storm on PS3.
Look, last year was weak. We needed Motor Storm. It got us through.
Motor Storm was a good game in the United States, and in Japan, it apparently was content starved, I think.
Yeah, I think they got it to launch and it was nothing. It was like two courses or something.
Yeah, it was like a fourth of the content of the US version. But yeah, MotorStorm's a fine game.
KZ, save us from the PS3.
Okay. My least favorite character is Default Dark Souls Man.
He was really bad.
The man whose head shaped like a marshmallow.
You son of a bitch, you took Kevin Pereira.
Yeah, I was about to say Kevin Pereira from Attack of the Show.
Stop mentioning that. Stop saying that.
Olivia Munn was nowhere to be seen. This was a fucking travesty.
Well, at least, what was that motherfucker's name from the game one?
Oh, Adam Sessler?
Adam Sessler.
At least he isn't here.
The movie ends and he's like, I give it a 3 out of 5.
And then he does a line of coke,
allegedly.
And that's what you do at G. That's what you do at G4 Tech TV, allegedly.
My least favorite character, it's gonna be Paul Blart's ex-wife, who we only see in a photo.
Oh my god!
But I, because that was when I felt the most despair, because they show like a picture of Paul Blart with his ex-wife. And she's like she's a morbidly obese woman who left him.
And you thought they were going to say, oh, she died from being fat. But it's like, no, she just got citizenship through marriage, then left him.
Even disregarding that, like even with the full context of the scene, like just seeing that made me go, oh, God, this is going to be like an Adam Sandler fuck everybody who isn't me movie.
Yeah, no, it was a real concern at that point.
And then it wasn't. Dan, who's your least favorite character?
Lady at the counter who says, oh, your date doesn't have eyes.
Well, that was actually, yeah. She wasn't behind the counter, but yeah, she's the other customer. That was real rough.
I said lady at the counter.
Yeah.
I didn't say behind the... But anyway, yeah, no, that was fucked up. I want a push-up bra to look good. Oh, your date is blind because you're fat. This is the joke. Not a fan of that character. Kind of
very good.
Kind of done without.
I'm surprised you didn't say the heroine, because she's the woman from Epic Movie.
I'm not a fan of the fact she's from Epic Movie. I am definitely not that, but I have nothing against the actress herself.
The revelation that Dan's like, oh shit, it's the bitch from Epic Movie. And everyone's like, no. Oh no.
And there was a moment where we thought she was bald in the movie. This was when we were still in the Adam Sandler fuck everybody who wasn't me stage.
Yes.
But we thought this would be
Adam Sandler's Hunchback.
Yeah. It ends with Paul Blart being stoned to death in the square. We really thought that she was, because she sells wigs, we thought she was just going to be bald, and the moral would be, even if you're fat, you can just find somebody else fucked up.
You can find someone with cancer and then they'll deal with your fat ass. Hyphen the movie.
Now let's end with our favorite scene, and I'll go first. My favorite scene, and this isn't like a thing we laughed at a bunch, I thought it was evidence of this movie being stunningly well written, when the SWAT chief is in on the heist.
That's fair.
Yeah, that was actually good.
Because
I didn't see that coming, actually.
It's a recurring plot point that people keep getting in the back, and every time it happens, one of us says, why the fuck aren't they watching the back? They're the police. And then it turns out the person in charge of the police was in on it.
Yep. It's one of the many signs that this is a well-written film. It's weird.
Very weird. Dan, what's your favorite scene?
God, there are so fucking many. There are so many fucking good scenes. It's hard to choose one. It really,
you should probably pick one that involves the bit I used for the summary.
I mean, those are all really good. God. Shit. God. This shouldn't be... This movie was supposed to be like, there's going
to
be two good...
Wasn't supposed to go this way, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just going to have to choose one and hope I'm right. You know, there is a really good sequence of events where, for example, he has an oxygen tank from a scuba story, and he says, scuba dooby doo, and he smashes the top off of it and it flies into a dude. That was metal as hell. And there's a lot of that in this movie. I really like...
Yeah, Paul Blart...
It's so good.
Paul Blart kills several individuals in this film.
Yes.
Like that woman he crushed with his body in an air duct and then dropped heavily onto a solid floor.
Yeah, there's like... There's no fucking big boss ranking in Paul Blart. He just fucking kills everybody.
But in zany ways.
This he didn't is why use you're the, gun. The best boss.
This is why you're the best boss.
Paul Blart, European extreme.
God, but, you know,
Bob.
If I could choose two shots, though, just shots, not even scenes, coming up out of the ball pit with the Segway, and
that scene
shot that is framed perfectly for people just boarding a plane, and then him coming out of the corner and clotheslining the bad guy.
Because yeah, he's not even in frame at all.
If you're just talking about shots, what about the one where they're just at the Thanksgiving dinner table?
Oh, that shot radiated despair.
It's so powerful. God.
But the Segway rising up, I really thought he was just going to run him over.
And just crush him under the Segway.
I mean, the Segway is impossibly powerful.
Man, my favorite character should have been Segway.
Right? It's...
The Segway, in the Paul Blart universe, the Segway gives you the power to teleport.
Yeah, he just warps around.
Like, he'll have somebody skateboarding right next to him, swinging a baton at him. Next scene, that guy's nowhere.
It doesn't even have to be a new scene. It just needs to be a camera cut. That shot ended, so now he gets to warp.
Paul Blart activates his stand.
So, Bob, what's your favorite scene?
There are a lot of good scenes. One that actually really stood out to me, there are so many good action set pieces, strangely.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to choose...
That's weird.
After, like, in between these set pieces, it has one of those moments of, like, him realizing he's been injured and he, like, hides behind something to fix up the injury. And it's that shot that would normally be, like, something horrible. Like, the broken arm, or the hero has to, like... sear shut a wound.
Mm-hmm.
It's this tiny scrape, and then he pulls out a band-aid and he's like, oh, it's not so bad.
But then he still is acting like it's excruciating.
Yes.
He's like, ugh, oh, that's not so bad. It was like the tiniest scratch in the world. It's like the size of a finger, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, and it was like a bunny band-aid too.
Yeah, it was a Hello Kitty. This is great.
I was thinking about some of the action stuff, but we've already talked about those, so I'll pick the scene in which Paul Blart gets drunk and then just starts playing with that dude's face.
That was the good part of that scene. Okay.
That was a delightful part.
And the guy was okay with it.
That was the funniest part. He's like, yeah,
just
I want to
feeding
fruit.
Him a kebab.
It's like, yeah,
no,
sure.
it was like the thing. It was like the toothpick of fruit from a drink.
It's so good.
This movie has so many great scenes, like Paul Blart killing the man by sealing him into a tanning booth.
Oh. Yeah. It's okay. He put the tanning glasses on him.
Yeah.
He just beats a guy unconscious, leaves them in a closed-on tanning booth. That man's dead.
Yeah, he is.
They
only wrapped everything the next morning.
I'm surprised they didn't cut back to him at the end, like being taken away, but he's charred.
We barely mentioned the skateboarding gang.
They have many great sequences, and it's hard to pick one.
Right, I mean, we talked about some of the insanity.
The villains of this movie are... There's a reason I called this Thug 3. If the villains are just the Tony Hawk gang.
You expect to see Bam...
Yeah. Someone does an ollie off a ledge to crash into an elevator and try to kill Paul Blart.
It's so good. Jesus.
The same dude just like rolls around on his skateboard shooting at Paul Blart.
Oh, yeah. No, he's just skating and shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's so many great sequences.
The energy in that commentary explodes the second the robbery begins.
Because they pull out, they like decloak as... the fucking NPCs from a Tony Hawk game. It's unbelievable.
There's the exchange between the other guard and the two dudes, and he's just like, oh, fuck this shit, I'm leaving.
Second favorite scene, though, would legitimately be the moment that Vex Sims turns. He turns heel, and he fucking takes off the affable denim jacket and puts on the evil bad guy clothes. Yeah. What is with that?
Visual storytelling.
Uh-huh.
It was good. So does anyone have any final thoughts?
I can't believe this movie legitimately isn't cursed in the least. Like, I cannot fathom that. The second one has to be. I feel like Sandler will be like, oh, this made a lot of money. Here, I'll help you on the second one.
I looked at the first paragraph of the summary, and that convinced me you're correct.
But yeah, this was delightful. I'm legitimately going to try to get this on the TV for Thanksgiving, because, you know, like you do when you put a movie on or something on to distract family members, because, you know, if they don't have enough stimulus going on, they're going to start talking about things you're going to wish they didn't. That sort of thing. So
you do podcast.
You need the thing where you can just turn your head to the left and look at the TV and not talk for 5 minutes.
Yep. It's great.
And it's on Netflix. It'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is on Netflix. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you should probably try to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, probably. What the hell?
Right? That's a weird thing to say.
My worldview is shaken.
Yeah, this seemed dire. This seemed real fucking dire for the past couple weeks since we pinned this as a show to do.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any final thoughts?
No, I'm drained.
Yeah, it's just a surprisingly good movie.
Got excited from all the skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
His blood sugar level went too far down, though.
Ah, that's tragic.
KZ just falls face down into a pumpkin pie that he covered in peanut butter.
That might actually be good.
Yeah, my belly button might leak if we go any longer.
Yeah, the pumpkin.
Stop talking about leaking belly buttons.
Yeah, no, that was... At least it got it out of the way quick.
Thank God. Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Cursed Content Club. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And a safe Black Friday.
You're right.
Yeah, don't get power bombed in a mall.
If you see skaters on Black Friday, run.
Just run.
If you see a middle-aged woman who looks pissed, just run.
Don't get caught in an explosion that takes out a third of the mall.
That you did with a curling iron in a stove.